We're talking to Regina Blinn, and the subject today is witches on bikes.
Yes.
Thanks for being here with us.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
So how many years have we done witches on bikes?
Well, this is our fifth annual event. The first year was just done to see if we could get people to participate, and we found out that they would. So the second year, and then this being our fourth year, is a fundraiser. So it's just a lot of fun. People come out and have a good time and get to act like a kid again.
Yeah. So give me a little bit of the history on how the first one got started.
How it got started was a friend of mine goes to Colorado a lot, and there's a group of 12 women out there or so that every year they just dress up and ride through town and do it, a bike ride, and just spread Halloween cheer just for fun. Mm. And then we said, well, let's try it in Vincennes, see if it'll work. So the first year we did it, we had 22 people show up. We just rode through and cackle and had a good time. And a lot of people said, why don't you do it as a fundraiser? I think you'll have more people participate. And so we thought we would try it then in 2022. And it was very successful. The proceeds, October is obviously Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Mm-hmm. And men and women both get breast cancer.
Yes.
So that's a good cause. And it works out fine with it being in October. So some of the proceeds go toward the Good Samaritan Hospital Breast Care Center to help people that might need a few funds for a variety of things.
All right. And how long can people sign up? Is there a
you
deadline?
Can still register up to the date of the event.
Give us the date and tell us what exactly happens.
The date is October 25th. It starts at 2 o'clock at Gregg Park, the Open Shelter House. Registration's at 1. People can come and register, get ready, take pictures, and do things like that. Then we take off at 2 and go on our bike ride through town, just spread Halloween cheer and cackle and laugh and have fun. And we have a lot of people that meet us along the road just to watch us go by. It's a lot of fun. And we'll go to the memorial and take a big group picture, play a game, and then we go back to the Gregg Park. And then there's always refreshments for the witches. We'll have hot apple cider and hot chocolate, some cookies and cupcakes, treats. We do a little Halloween dance and give away some door prizes.
And this is open to anyone, right?
It's open to anyone, yes. Right. We have everything from, goodness, we have golf carts as well as bicycles, mm-hmm. because there are some people that, you know, can't for some reason ride a bike. So that's always fun. The bikes go first, the golf carts follow at the end just to keep the pace and the speed and everybody together. But it's really fun, and we have young kids and we have elderly, so it's just a little bit of everything. And we have some people that do it as families, you know, a husband and a wife and their kids will ride in it. This is a good way of making memories and having fun.
All right. And if people want to get involved or register, what do they do?
Go to Get Me Registered and look up Vincennes Witches, and there's a registration form online. Or they can go to City Hall, the Park and Recreation Department, and register there in person and pay in person.
All right. Anything else you want to say about the event?
It's just a really fun event, and it's good for a good cause. It's something to bring people in the community together, meet new friends, get some exercise, and just help your fellow community members.
All right. Regina Blinn with Witches on Bikes, thank you for being here with us.
Thank you. I appreciate it.